This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. You're listening to Siskiyou Music Hall, and we start the program today with a treat. Joining me in the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio is Joel Fan. Joel Fan, hello and welcome.
Hey, Eric. It's great to be here.
It is nice to meet you, and it's wonderful to have you here. This is a, we should say at the top, this is an event, a coming together that is a long time coming. I think conversations have been in place for about a year and a half to finally get you to Ashland for a performance and to get you to drop by the station, courtesy of a couple of people, one that you know well.
That's right.
Janice Mancuso at Reference Recordings, and one that you have met more recently, Christine Eggert, who is a good friend in the SOU Music Department.
That's right. Yeah, wonderful person, Christine. And Jan is, I've been working with Jan now for quite a while, so I'm really glad she was able to help, you know, make the connection.
I would love to hear you play something. Before we do that, a little bit about your background. You are originally from the New York area, correct?
That's right. I was actually born in New York.
New York City?
New York City, wow. Manhattan. I was born on 7th Avenue and 12th Street at St. Vincent's Hospital, which is now turned into some very fancy luxury condos. Typical.
And where did you get your musical education?
Well, as I was growing up in Manhattan, I went to the Juilliard Pre-College. And that's was a fantastic experience. I went there for almost 12 years, and I met some of the world's great musicians while I was there. And after that, I continued on to Harvard, where I studied with a composer named Leon Kirchner. And after that, was fortunate enough to study with the great pianist Leon Fleischer. And he's still teaching at Peabody. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a piece. And I want to talk about the connection that you have to Silk Road Project.
Sure.
And talk about how you came to perform the piece that is part of the concert tonight, which is this Poulenc Concerto for Two Pianos. What do you want to play first?
Well, I'd like to play La Nuit du Destin, which is a piece by Dia Sikari, a Syrian composer. And this is track number 3 of my first album called World Keys, which is on the Reference Recordings label.
This is Joel Fan performing live here at JPR. Thank you. Thank you. Pianist Joel Fan is my guest in the Steve Nelson Performance Space. That is a piece by Diasukari. It's from his World Keys album. Let's talk about your repertoire. Across your albums, your recorded output, there are pieces from, it's probably an understatement to say, a wide variety of composers. You seem to be seeking out things that are unknown, unplayed, undiscovered. What draws you to the pieces that you choose?
That's a great question, Eric. I do seek to find unusual and worthy repertoire to bring to the concert stage, and I pair that with classic pieces that everybody knows. My goal is to really connect the world, connect the world and connect humanity, and do it through repertoire. And much of the inspiration I have from discovering cultures around the world, comes from my experience with the Silk Road Project, and playing in that wonderful ensemble, and then. And that's inspired, actually, a lot of my subsequent work.
Hmm. What makes a piece in your mind worthy of being added to the repertoire?
Well, I think, first of all, there's a lot of great music out there that is not played, just because it was written too recently and it hasn't entered the canon yet. And it's this shaking out over time, over 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, that we'll see what actually lasts. But there's a lot of great music. And for me, it's a sense of integrity. I look for pieces that are really well written, have a lot of imagination, both in terms of the theme or the timbres or the technique involved. A lot of innovation and a great storyline. Let's not forget that it's all about telling the story.
Hmm. Are you the kind of person, the kind of performer that wants to dig in and learn as much as you possibly can about the people behind the compositions?
Yeah, I've really taken a 360 view of music making, meaning that it's not just about looking at the text and understanding everything there is to learn about what the composer wrote and the composer's intentions as written, but also looking at the history behind the composer and the composer's connections and friends and writings, and really to try to get inside the psyche of the composer and why he wrote what he did. And I've realized that these psychological motivations are just as important as the written notes, because the psychology is what the audience hears ultimately, or that's what is conveyed to them.
You end up performing a number of pieces written by contemporary composers.
Yes.
You have likely crossed paths with some of those people.
Oh, I've been very fortunate to have premiered and also world premiere recorded many, many works by some of the greatest composers of today. So I go back to my teacher at Harvard, Leon Kirchner, who was really a wonderful mentor, and he taught me the value of and the importance of looking at today's music and music being written by composers both young and old who are living and working with them to bring their music to life.
So what has the feedback been like from the folks when they discover how much investigation into themselves you've done?
Well, actually, I mean, if they're living, it's a lot easier. I can ask them.
Sure.
What are their motivations? Also, it's very interesting. When you work with a living composer, you learn how much discovery the composer themselves has to make about their own music. Mm. So sometimes what happens is the composer will write a piece, and then only after the fact will they realize there was some subliminal connection in there that I, as a performer, may have discovered. Mm. So it's really a fascinating process.
Will you play something else?
Oh, sure, yeah.
What's next?
You know, I am actually working on etudes, and I'd love to play for you work by Ligeti, a great composer. And I'm going to play for you one of the etudes from his last published piano work, which is his Etudes Book 3. I'm going to play for you etude number 16, White on White. Mm-hmm. So this is all in C major, except for the very end where there are a few accidentals.
Fantastic. This is Joel Fan performing live here at JPR. an etude there of Ligeti called White on White. Joel Fan is my guest, playing live in our performance studio today. He's in town for a show tonight with the Rogue Valley Symphony, part of their New Year's Eve gala, A Toast to Maikut, at the Criterion Theater in Medford at 8:30. There will be a selection of Strauss waltzes and polkas, and then the Poulenc Concerto for Two Pianos. Joel will be joined by Christine Eggert from the SOU Music Department. Let's talk about the Poulenc piece and your connection to the other pianist that's going to be on stage, Christine. Is this piece written in a way where the two of you are opposing voices, or is it designed to enable you to speak as one voice?
It's definitely the latter. Poulenc wrote this piece for thinking about his friend, Jacques Février, with whom he premiered the work. The piano parts are very much complementary. There's a lot of interplay. I love working with Christine. She's a fabulous pianist and really a great person. So we've had a great time working on this piece together. We actually performed this piece as a piano duo in New York City just a month ago. So it's great to come back out here and play with an orchestra.
Yeah, I was going to ask how difficult it must be being people who have recently met, not had tons of opportunity to rehearse together, to sync those two thought processes.
Actually, it was very compatible. We have a very similar conception of the piece. And honestly, Poulenc, he's a great composer, and the music, it's very well written. And you just have to do what he says. If you do what he says, it's going to come off. So one of the other inspirations that Poulenc have had is Mozart. Apparently, he wrote this piece in 3 months. This entire concerto he wrote in 3 months. And while he wrote it, he was thinking about Mozart the whole time. So the second movement of this concerto sounds just like the second movement of Mozart K-467, the C major concerto.
Hmm. There's a moment in the final movement of this piece that in reading about it and listening to it, it was designed, or some have thought that it was designed to almost emulate a gamelan ensemble, which is an interesting tie-in to the work that you have done with the Silk Road Ensemble, the Southeast Asian feel and sound. Is that a deliberate connection that you make to have this piece in your repertoire?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I look for pieces with connections. And I actually also want to mention another gamelan connection I recently made. I premiered a work by Evan Zipporin and Christine Southworth. And Evan Zipporin happens to be the director at MIT, the Center for Arts and Technology. And he's actually has his own gamelan orchestra up there in the Cambridge, Massachusetts area. So I was actually there listening to his orchestra. This piece was inspired by gamelan because Poulenc, along with Ravel and other composers, heard the gamelan for the first time at an expo in Paris in 1931, and it was from that that they were much inspired.
Hmm. You have had an opportunity to record at a place that, in the canon of nerddom, is the peak, Skywalker Sound. Especially with the recent Star Wars movie in theaters currently. Tell us about the place. What is it actually like when you're there at Skywalker Ranch and Skywalker Sound?
Well, first of all, it's a very special and spectacular place. I mean, I can't even begin to describe. First of all, it's incredibly beautiful. The campus is set in the mountains. It's a beautiful drive, and there's multiple buildings, and it has its own dining hall. It has a great soundstage, super high ceilings. But more than that is the people. The people there are really, really nice. There happens to also be a mansion with a lot of Star Wars memorabilia that is that you can't take photos of. It's like one of a kind stuff. Wow. But it's a pretty special place.
Hmm. Well, what is next for you beyond this concert? Next record, next projects that you're working
well,
on?
Well, one of the next projects coming up is another album on the Reference Recordings label. It's entering the sort of post-recording phase. So we recorded that also at Skywalker Studios. It's a Chopin album, and it's a personal take. It's my personal take on Chopin. So one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is Chopin and his influence on other composers, and this album is going to have a lot of pieces, not only by Chopin, but by Liszt, you know, who does a transcription of Chopin songs. And we have actually a world premiere of a double thirds version of the Minute Waltz. So there's a lot of interesting tracks coming on this new album.
Looking forward to it. Will you play us one more piece?
I sure will. So speaking of Chopin, I think it would be great to end this little live session with Chopin's Revolutionary Etude. It's Opus 10, number 12, in C minor. So I like to pair this with the Ligeti Etude that we just heard. That was in C major, white on white. This is in C minor in our program.
It's Joel Fan playing live here at JPR. Beautiful music of Chopin. Joel Fan is my guest in the studio today. Joel, so glad to have you here. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Eric.